Oh, thank you so much. Your smiles are everything. I appreciate
As
the
someone who grew up listening to you, had your albums on repeat, it is an absolute honor to be speaking to you. And as someone who has
Thank
spent
you.
over half their life in the music industry, to still have an impact must be an incredible thought or just knowledge, knowing that you can still keep doing what you do and people are still reciprocating that love that they're getting from you.
You know what? Longevity and just is such a blessing to be able to still be doing what I love to do and to try to, reinvent myself every few years. It's amazing. Like, music is my life. So to get this opportunity to share again, it's just it's truly unbelievable.
You would have seen so much in the music industry and so much of a change as well. Because obviously, like back in the early 90s to now, I mean, we've also gone through the Me Too movement. What have you noticed about the change in the industry as a person that's been around for so long?
I mean, it's so different. Sometimes it feels like, artists today go for more of the fame and popularity instead of, focusing on, what music truly, truly means and the body of work. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that, but then you have amazing artists that separate themselves and still focus on the beautiful part of what music is truly all about. So I'm just happy to be in that bunch of people.
And you have a daughter who's about to turn 18. She's at the age where your career really was taking off. How is that? Now,
No.
firstly, you don't look old enough to have a daughter who is 18 years old, but to think about you at her age right now, is that blowing your mind?
It is. I try not to think about my 18-year-old self when I think of her. I try to separate the two. I can honestly say I have a really good kid, on my team. Honestly, she's been such a pleasure to raise, and the 18-year-old thing really does scare me because I feel like, that's the age where you kind of you lose your baby a little bit. But I got a nice little grip on her, so I
And
wish her all
she
the
thinks
best.
you're pretty cool because you have teamed up with Chance the Rapper for your brand new single. So I'm sure you're a cool mum anyway, but did you go up just a little bit in the cool points when you said, "Oh, by the way, I'm teaming up with one of the hottest rappers on the planet"?
You know what? I did get a lot of cool points. I would like to say that she's one of the reasons why I even, collaborated with Chance, because she's a huge fan of his. And it's just great to do a song about her. About my daughter and about the inspiration that she has, brought to my life, just to try to be the best version I can be. And shout out to all the moms out there, especially single moms who have it a little bit more tough than the average mom. But it's just been so cool to work with him and do that little TikTok dance in the video with him and just get the brownie points I need as a mom. It's cool.
Have you been getting behind TikTok? Are you loving it, or are you just a bit like, "Ooh, this is different. This is some interesting stuff going on right now."
It's like, Jesus, like, I can't keep up. Just when I just got my Instagram to work right, something else, now it's TikTok. So I need to step my TikTok game up, honestly. I'm not as hooked as I know I'm gonna be, so.
What about getting back on the big screen? I just remember from I Know What You Did Last Summer. Would you ever get back on there? I mean, that was one of the my fa I mean, I know that you died, but
No, I didn't die. That was a part of my contract not to die. I wanted to be the first black person that didn't die in a scary movie.
Would you ever get back on the screen now, or are you just more focused on, like, obviously you got music picking back up again, or would you do something like that?
I would love to do more films in the future. I'm more of a TV girl though. Like, TV is like totally my thing. So I would love to just get back into acting, period. But right now, I just need to give all of my focus to the
Music.
music. With the new album coming out in July, I don't want anything to,
Distract you, I know, you're a busy
drama.
lady.
Yeah, right now.
There has been a lot of time to work on your craft and work on new music, but it can't be all work. And speaking of TV, did you use this time to catch up on any TV shows? What has Brandy been binging on?
Oh my God, I binged on Little Fires Everywhere. I
That's such
suggest
good things about
everybody watch
that.
that.
Oh.
About that, Kerry Washington, Reese Witherspoon, it was amazing. I watched The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, how good is that show?
Very, very deep.
Yeah.
So has this been good for you then, just to like take some time out? Because obviously we've been isolating, so now you can actually, because obviously you're a busy lady, you've been busy for a long time. Like you can finally just, I can't do anything. I've got to sit down and take some time for myself.
Yeah, I mean, the time has been interesting because, you know, when you don't, when you feel like you don't have, you know, the freedom to go out and do as you please, you kind of don't appreciate it as much.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to appreciate the time and also just self-reflect and just become a better person in this time. Also more organization, more quality time, and not take the small things for granted, you know.
Yeah.
This is just a crazy space that we're all in. And I just pray we come through it in the best way we can.
Not many artists can say that they've left a legacy in music that still stands the test of time today and is still on playlists. Generations who, again, not to pinpoint the age, but probably weren't born when they were released and are still singing along to them. I mean, I Want to Be Down, Have You Ever? I mean, The Boy Is Mine is still, from a female duet point of view, one of the highest selling and best ever female duets of all time after all this time. How incredible to know that you've still left that legacy.
I mean, it can be overwhelming when I really just hone in on it. You know, again, I'm very blessed to just, you know, still be, you know, it's, when I first started, I didn't know how far I could really go. And, to have gone far and to still be here doing my thing, it's just, I'm very fortunate and blessed.
Absolutely. And one of the coolest moments
going
around.
Emotional, y'all.
I was going to say, I know you said you've got an amazingly beautiful daughter, but, you know, if there was ever that time she played a bit up, you just go, don't forget who your mum is.
That's like, right.
You know what? That does not work with her.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been incredible
been
to
so
meet
thrilled.
You and see you. And your house looks so beautiful. Is that your house? It looks amazing.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, hon. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a thrill.
Yeah, bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.